T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. Does it feel like a big day in D.C.?
Not really. Feels like a bad weather day.
Feels like it could be a big day in D.C. Whoa, Landfill, did you hear that? B. Mitch, for once, complained about the weather. Whenever anybody else complains about the weather, we get chastised.
I woke up with a mindset. I looked on the thing, and it never said anything about rain. I had my mind, I could go hit some balls after work. And no, not going to be able to do that.
Are we able to hit balls during the show tomorrow at Rudy's?
I plan on it. Depending on where we set up.
Yeah, where do they set us up, Landfill? Do you know?
Landfill don't know.
Stallion would. I mean, Grant and Danny did the show out there a lot, so we'll get some answers to that. I would like to hit some balls. I have played very little golf for this late into the.
But you're getting ready for when you're playing on when you go to on spring break.
I probably won't play.
Well, don't worry about it then. You have time to get better.
Yeah, you're right. So coming up at 12:30, Andrew Marchand's going to join us. He is a sports business analyst, and he's really, really smart and kind of wired in. But yesterday morning, I got to have a conversation with Dan Quinn, and he talked at a lengthy breakfast in Orlando. I really enjoyed what he kind of explained at the breakfast, but I also got to talk to him and kind of like mess around a little. You know what I mean? Like when you get to have an actual conversation with somebody, it's going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the case. You know what I mean? Like I get why there's excitement with Quinn. And one thing I really liked, because I got to sit and talk with Peters, Quinn, and Harris in different capacities, right? Okay. And depending what the organization lacked, and it's easy to blame Dan for lots and lots of stuff, but the last 4 years, Ron was far more present than Dan. And Ron had a bad habit of kind of speaking out of both sides of his mouth and creating unnecessary drama, for lack of a better word, that did impact the football team.
Yeah.
Like when he said quarterback was the problem after he had traded for Carson.
But then he blamed y'all.
Right. Or like the EB thing in training camp. Like that didn't help your football team, man.
Yeah, it didn't.
And there's this organizational alignment where you have Harris, who's juggling a million things. He's juggling stadiums and practice facilities and two other pro sports
teams. Running a business.
Right. And a gigantic business that's worth billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And this. And his focus is high level, but he's hiring people to do these things. They've hired somebody to run the stadium. They're overhauling their sponsorship department. I saw that on LinkedIn. He's hired Peters to build the football team, right? Mm-hmm. Then you talk to Peters about his goals, his vision, and it's build through the draft, build a deep roster. And what I liked about Dan Quinn, sure, he's good. You know, Dan Quinn is in Baton Rouge to watch Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, all these Tigers that are such good players. He's there, and he should be. But you know what Dan Quinn's most excited about? It's not number two pick. It's not the draft. It's not free agency. It's about getting the guys in the building. Here's my conversation yesterday with Dan Quinn.
Appreciate Commanders head coach Dan Quinn taking time for us. It's been a whirlwind since you got to Washington.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you've got this thing situated now as you maybe kind of shift your focus to the draft?
Yeah, I think it's been about 50 days or so, you know, since I got the job. And so each of those days just trying to move forward and keep trying to improve and get better on the team. First part was looking at the club, you know, where we thought, you know, we wanted to add some guys, and that part through free agency went well. And now really the shift goes to the draft from the off the field. But what I'm actually most excited about is the players returning for the off-season program next week. And so getting a chance to be around them and develop that connection together, that lights me up in a big way.
As I've asked people around the league, you're known for your energy and your passion. How do you get that going in March, April, and keep that going through December?
I think more than anything, like, it's the competition. And like, that'll really be the central theme of what we're about. And it's players to players, coaches to coaches, coaches to players. Like, that connection, that competition, that's really what it's about. And so that competition kind of like, can we do it better? Can we dig for it? Can we find an edge? And so that, doing that together with the players, like, we're really excited about that.
If you look at kind of the volume of signings in free agency, it was clear that you guys thought you needed an overhaul. How far in that process do you think you are in the recalibration?
Yeah, I think like every team, it's that mesh, right, that takes place between the draft picks that you add, the current players that are there. And so now that all of these guys who are here are Commanders, now we move forward, you know, in terms of the next, you know, stage in this with the process of the offseason program and putting in some scheme and more than anything, like, put in our connection, you know, and the energy that it takes to do that. So we're excited to do that. I know they're like new teammates, those relationships, that chemistry, being together, that's a big piece of this. And so I'm excited they get some time together before we even add another crew in, you know, with the rookies, you know, after the draft.
It's been well televised. You guys have been on the road at Pro Days, yep. USC and Michigan, and then LSU, Carolina coming up. What are you looking for at these Pro Days? Just kind of all of the players, but particularly the quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think at every one, like, it's good to remind yourself, like, the work for the guys has already been done. That's the video, that's the tape, you know. And so in these interactions, I'd really like to get to know the man before the ball player. The ball player, that's everything on tape, and that's what we've seen. So honestly, the interactions there with them, with their teammates, it's in a different environment. You can imagine at a combine, everybody's tight. You get these little 15-minute windows. Everybody's nervous to what to say. And so it's in a more relaxed setting. You probably get a better sense of who they are and around their teammates. So that's what I'm looking for into that spot. The workouts help, but as important as anything, is this the right person to work with and would we jive together?
And over the course of your time in the NFL, how has the quarterback position evolved or changed? And how do you have to react for that looking ahead?
I think it's one of the cool parts about our game, you know, like from when I came into the league, you know, over 20 years ago to, you know, what it is today, it's a lot different. There's a lot more space. There's a lot more shotgun. There's things that are different, and it'll be different in another, you know, 20 years when we have this discussion. But what's cool is, like, it's always changing and evolving. And so the quarterback position has changed. There's more moving. There's more scrambling. There's more mobile quarterbacks. And I think that's, you've seen that in high school. You see it in college. You see it in our game some more. So having ability to move in and out of the pocket, that's a big deal. And the best of the best keep evolving. And that's what's fun about it.
As a defensive coach, how much harder is it when that quarterback can move well, especially?
Yep. I think we're probably talking about is the extended plays.
Sure.
You know, like, this is the first play, it gets out of the pocket, now second play begins. And so when a quarterback and an offense are really good at extending plays, now you have to defend 4 seconds, 5 seconds, and longer, that's when it can get really challenging. So you have to practice those, you know, when you on offense to make sure you can extend plays and everybody's on in sync with that. But yeah, it's a big piece of a mobile quarterback being able to create an on the run, throw, run, you know, be that option.
There's going to be reports throughout this about who you guys like at number two. Do you even have a draft board put together yet?
No, that's so funny that people say there's no state secrets going on today. But I would say it's been fun to be part of Adam's process. We're nowhere near done. So for anybody who thinks they have, they are absolutely missing it because we're not. So we got a lot of work to do, but it's been fun going through that process together and knowing that when we get there, not just at quarterback, but at all the spots, like, we've got a number of good picks. So I'm as lit up about two as I am about the two picks in the second round,
sure,
into the third round and on, knowing that a lot of these guys will be, you know, have impact plays for us for years to come.
Recalibration generally takes a little bit of time, and then you juxtapose that with what Houston did last year, turning it all right around right away. How do you go into a season like this and before you even have your full roster and try to determine expectations?
I don't. Honestly, I just want to see like how good we can get right away and at all spots. And I think that's why the competition is really the central theme and what we're doing. We're going to try to find an edge in just about everything that we're doing. I think I've been on the job about 50 days. And so in those 50 days, I hope I've done something to try to push the program forward, whether it's on the field, off the field, roster, relationship, scheme, any of that. And so you just keep stacking those things and all these small gains will add up. But it's as important to get this team connected as we can.
Just two more quick ones. I know you're busy. Do you want to tell me which quarterback you like?
After you tell me which one you like.
I like Jade.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell you mine.
Fair
enough. I'm just kidding. Honestly, we're still going through the whole process.
Sure.
And you know what's cool? This is a really good crew of guys, you know, that we're getting a chance to evaluate at quarterback and then some other spots as well. So we're fortunate that we're going to be in a spot at a number of rounds. There's going to be some really good players for us. But to say where we're at yet, that'd be inaccurate to give that.
And to your earlier point, 36 and 40 for a recalibrating team are vital.
Yeah.
My last one, you went to Salisbury.
Yep.
About 20 minutes to Ocean City.
That's right.
How much fun in college was being 20 minutes from Ocean City?
Yeah, it was a cool spot to go to school. And it was good for summer jobs, too, and all that to go.
Did you work at
any
of those beach
bars
or
anything?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Where at?
So did a lot of bouncing down at different days, different spots. And so,
Fakers?
Oh, yeah, all that. They were there, and Secrets was there even back then. But it was an absolute blast, you know, going to college there and meeting a lot of lifelong friends.
I would not. If you were the bouncer, I would have behaved.
They didn't.
I bet. All right, Dan, thanks very much, man.
All right, you got it.
JP wouldn't have behaved because I've seen him when he gets into the clubs and acts a certain way.
Not if that dude was bouncing.
He probably would have had to throw you out of the thing.
I actually said this on television. I don't believe I've ever been thrown out of an Ocean City bar. Dewey Beach might be a different story, but Ocean City, I think.
But you've been thrown out of bars.
In life?
Yeah.
On the planet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So have you?
No, I've never been thrown out of a bar. Never.
You never got into a fist fight?
I was never thrown out of a bar.
They just let you stay?
I wait till they got outside and then I got them.
Landfill.
So I fight inside the bar.
The lesson, as always, Landfill, is it's good to be B-Mitch. For a split second, I thought he was going to tell me what quarterback he liked.
I never thought he would.
You know what I like the most with Dan Quinn?
What's that?
He is the coach of the football team. And you know what he's most excited to do?
Coach the football team?
Coach the football team.
Yeah. He's not trying to be something that he's not equipped for or what he doesn't know how to do.
And
we've seen that.
He's also not given that opportunity, but as much as we've made everything about, yo, Dan is finally gone, Josh is here, new day, that's all accurate, but it's also like, I think certainly by the end of last season, it was pretty damn obvious that the coaching was subpar. It's entirely possible the coaching will just be better, and maybe guys can play better. We don't know what that will look like, but I think that's exciting, and dude, repeatedly in my conversation with him there, he referenced Adam's board. Like, we have to see what Adam wants to do. Like, the separation of church and state, the separation of football ops and personnel is so clear. It's just so refreshing to hear.
It has to be.
And not like, that they're not collaborative, but it right.
They can be collaborative, but you got to have different people having different jobs and people keeping everybody accountable, holding everybody accountable. When you think about it, I remember having this conversation with John where he said, people hire one guy to do everything. Who the hell watching that guy? So you need somebody watching everybody to make sure everybody's going to be doing their job properly. When you look at a line, like what's it called, assimilation on a line, like at a car dealership.
Right.
Everybody does something, and you have to finish yours before I can do mine. You need to have that in football as well. We didn't have that the last 4 years. We had one guy making every decision. And was he equipped to do all of them? No, not everything he was doing.
I don't think Ron was equipped for that. And I think the situation made it 10 times harder with everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Because, dude, you walk in, COVID hits. Then you're dealing with Dan. You're dealing with changing the name, investigations. Then Ron gets sick. Like, I don't know that there's I don't know that Bill Walsh could have handled all that, right? But I know that it didn't go well. And there's a chance that even removing Dan is just so massive. But, like, we got to remind ourselves that DQ doesn't – I mean, that line he said about no state secrets, he must have said that 10 times over 48 hours. Mm-hmm. When you think about Peters, we all – recency bias reminds us that he was just at San Francisco. Yeah. He came up with the Patriots. He came up with Belichick.
Well, that's a lot of state secrets.
It is. But, like, he's going to be extremely private. I don't think a lot of information's getting out from Adam Peters.
No.
Period.
And probably will know who he told something to just in case it does get out, that he knows where it came from.
Right. And I just think you've got a structure that nobody knows. Kime and I were talking about this on the stupid people mover coming back from Dulles last night. I don't know what the runway looks like, B. I don't know how long it takes. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy or Jaden Daniels or Drake May, I don't know if any of them can play at this level. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that DQ is the long-term answer. We got to see that on the field, right? Mm-hmm. Because there was good in Atlanta and there was bad in Atlanta when he had this seat before. But I firmly believe, after talking to these guys a fair amount, talking to people about them, seeing what they've implemented, how they're handling things, the current structure with Harris as owner, like it's going to take a while. They're not going to get a stadium, whether it's RFK, Ashburn, or freaking Friendship Heights. Like, a stadium's not going to get built soon.
Nope.
You're probably talking 2030, honestly, before you're sitting down and watching a game at a new joint.
Yeah.
If they're saying 2028 and we're still waiting on Congress and everything else, I think it's 2030. Regardless, I think he's the right dude to guide that process.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think he's the right dude to try to figure out what should happen with the practice facility. Whether it stays at Ashburn, they move it, they put it next to a new stadium.
If I'm a coach leading this team, that's one thing I would say. If you're the coach leading the team, that is a decision that you should have some control over.
The practice facility stuff?
No, the training camp, where are we going?
Sure.
Because, listen, man, I think everything was led by Dan and his crew because they were trying to penny pinch a lot of stuff. But most coaches want to get away because they understand the little things. You hear me talk about it all the time. The little things that make a team become a team and little things that hold teams back. Most guys, when they are close to their humble abode, their home, and they have free time, they're going home. But that little 5, 10, 15 minutes that you may not go home, or hour or so, you stay and you talk to a younger guy, you get into a conversation, that improves your football team. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And I think that stuff makes a world of difference, too.
I don't know that logistically they can get that done from now till late July. But I do know that that facility in Richmond's open. Hmm. It's sitting there. They got fields.
Yep, they got fields. They got everything down there.
And I asked, DQ got asked about joint practices and stuff. I said, yeah, we got to see the preseason schedule come out. That stuff comes out. The preseason schedule is probably out in less than a month.
We're not soon.
You might know it. Andrew Marchand from The Athletic joins us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. If you want to lose some weight, like I've been doing, you know, I have a few people reaching out to JP, people reaching out because they say B-Mitch seems to be trimming up. And you know what? I'm absolutely doing that. I'm following the program from DMV Weight Loss. Dr. Evan Riggleman got me on this thing. And I told him I wanted to get down. I wanted to get to a point where I'm going to feel totally comfortable, but I wanted to do something that I can do the rest of my life and not necessarily sit there and worry about trying to eat food out of packages and things of the nature. So he has me on this program that I'm working with, and if you want to do the same thing, it's no, you get rid of the unhealthy fat. You don't have to worry about no prepackaged foods. There's no drugs, no surgery. So what you need to do right now is reach out to dmvweightloss.com. You can call them at 703-496-4680 or online again at dmvweightloss.com and tell them B-Mitt sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Wendy. She's wearing a museum shirt. Just says museum on it. Kind of cool. You know, I'm fascinated to see. I come back. B. Mitch is full goatee. White Mike grew a full beard. Jeff looks stunning and is an actor now. Has anything changed with Chris Russell since I last saw him? Let's try to find that out.
No.
Right now, let's try to get smarter. Andrew Marchand is a senior writer for The Athletic, covering the sports media. Andrew, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on.
John Arand is a friend, and I kind of got you. I kind of started following you because of the podcast you guys were doing, and I really enjoy your work. The sports media industry right now is just in somewhere between turmoil and trouble. You had this piece last week about ESPN's streaming service trying to bring the NFL and the NBA in as like investors that I just find fascinating. Can you just kind of bring us up to speed on that development?
Sure. So ESPN is going to offer their service direct to consumer starting at the end of this year, right before football season, in combination first with Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery, which is Turner Sports. And the next year, they're going to offer ESPN directly to consumers just as a standalone. And what that means for listeners is that if you have ESPN through cable or satellite, you don't necessarily need that. You'll be able to just access ESPN by itself without a cable subscription, which is where they've had all their success since they started in 1979. And so what they're trying to do is they want the strongest hand as possible when they go into their next stage in terms of how they're going to distribute the network. And so they've talked with the NFL, $1 billion deal, billions, taking over NFL media. The NFL would then get an equity stake in ESPN. Same conversations have gone on with the NBA. And so the reason for that is that, you know, if you look at, you know, the NFL is number one in terms of sports television product. And then you look at the NBA, you could argue number two. And then they're trying to figure out, you know, other partners in terms of distributions, which talks haven't gone on with Google and YouTube. And so they're trying to get their hand as strong as possible as they go. And, you know, not alone, because they'll still be offered, if you're listening, you'll still be able to get it through cable or satellite as well. That's, if you don't want anything to change, it won't. But it does offer another way to access ESPN.
But how mad are cable companies going to be?
Yeah, they'll be mad.
Right?
But you know what? That war's already started, though. You know, with Spectrum, they just did a deal, and Spectrum demanded that you're able to access ESPN Plus through their services. which is right now, you know, ESPN, they do have another subscription service that's about 25 million homes, which offers like extra sports that aren't, you know, regularly on the network television. You know, it has, you know, the biggest thing is UFC and soccer. And then it has, you know, a game here, a game there of some, you know, big time leagues like the SEC, et cetera. And so, yeah, the cable companies, yeah, they're trying to take out the middleman. And, you know, that's the, kind of the overarching situation is that, you know, people are cutting the cord, meaning that they're not having cable anymore because, you know, people get a lot of their entertainment through streaming services like Netflix, et cetera. And so, yeah, so cable companies don't necessarily like that. That said, I think when you start adding everything up, I just went through this process and, you know, can I do it? Can I get, you know, my channel this way? It gets very complicated, number one. And number two, when you're done with everything, if you want all, you want to see all sports, you know, cable starts to look a little bit better at the end of the day, if that's what you're looking for.
So are they worried about those people? I mean, because like when you start, just like a phone right now, you get apps and you have all these different apps and you lose sight of what the hell you really have. Are they worried about people that want to, like you said, you have one place where they can get everything?
Yeah, I think that's a huge issue as we kind of have this, what I call like the great rebundling, where things are going to kind of, you know, cable was just, you had cable, and that was sort of, there was a time where, you know, basically I think everyone had it almost. I think at one point there was a stat that more people had cable than indoor plumbing in the United States. And so,
how's that possible?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? You watch Sports Center and then you go to the bathroom outside. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's how it works. But, but yeah, I mean, what you're saying is 100% right. And if you make it hard for people to find your games, you know, eventually if they're not diehard fans, they might, you know, not take as much effort and they might not want to pay for it. You know, people like you and me, I think probably are going to find the games regardless, you know, we're going to, because it's, you know, it's important to us, what we do, et cetera. But that fringe fan, and how do you grow, you know, new fans? I do think that's an issue, especially with social media. You know, I think a lot of kids, you know, they don't necessarily want to sit down for a 3-hour game. They'll just watch a highlight and that's enough for them. And it's instant. And so, yeah, definitely there's a transition that's going on. And I think the leagues, yes, they want the last dollar. They're all very greedy, but they also have to be cognizant of like growing new fans and making it accessible for as many people as possible.
This may be impossible. We're talking with senior writer for The Athletic, Andrew Marchand, covers sports media. Like everything is looking to the future here, right? And that's why they want to present all these streaming options, because like I have an 8-year-old daughter, and when she watches something on TV, I have cable and I love cable and I don't want to give it up, but she doesn't even like, that's not even an option for her. It's just Netflix or sometimes Amazon. But I watch the young guys at this station. We have a gang of like 22-year-old dudes that all watch sports, and none of them pay for it. And they just find Reddit streams. And I just wonder if we're creating this marketplace for a young group of viewers that eventually when push comes to shove and they have to pay for stuff, they're just not going to do it.
Well, you guys should pay them more so they can afford it.
It's not up to me. They should pay us more.
But see, I think, Andrew, you got people in sports. Yeah, they're going to do certain things. A lot of these people that's not in sports, they're not going to go look for it. Kids are not, they're lazy these days. If it's not right there, easy to them, they're not going to go, they aren't going to buy it or look for it.
Yeah, you might be right. I mean, look, number one, which I think is lost maybe on this younger, it's theft. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, some of these places try to rip you off. And, you know, I think, you know, we're all old enough to know that the cable companies have not been our friend all these years. They've been very annoying in terms of, you know, their practices, their customer service, and all those things. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I do think you get to a stage, hopefully, in your life where you'd understand that you have to pay for things, right? There's, you know, that's how it works.
That does happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Reddit streams, yeah, they're cracking down more on them. And I think, you'll see that become even more so as far as they can. You know, some of them are offshore, which makes it complicated. But, yeah, like, and I, you know, I think there's a lot of sharing of passwords. You know, Netflix has already tried to stop that as much as it can.
Yeah, man, they're coming after me. I got my old roommate's password. It sucks.
There you go. Exactly. So what happens? So how does it work? Like,
so far, so good. But you can tell they're coming. The walls are closing in.
Only difference, though, Andrew, everybody else is not going to say it on radio what they're doing. JP does it every day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the thing. Well, let me ask you this, though. When that happens, let's just say they get, you know what, you're, you know, we know that you're not in the same, you know, they can figure out where you are. And will you get Netflix after they, if they bang you and say you can't use your friend's password anymore?
Yeah, eventually I will. And
yeah, so there you go. All right. So,
but I'm 42. I don't know that a 22-year-old will. But if
I mean, look. Let me give you a counter argument though, as we're talking about this,
okay,
about sports and these services, is that the one thing I will say though is sports actually are things that are, you know, largely last the full year, you know, or they do, you know, when you're talking about multiple leagues, they do last the full year. And there's things that a lot of us feel like we have to have. And so when you look at streaming, I do think it's more important because I do think, like, let's say you do stop, you know, you're unable to use the free Netflix password. And there's a great show you want to watch and you've heard about it, a lot of buzz, the new Stranger Things, whatever it is. And you could just get Netflix for a month and then cancel it. Like, I do think that's the issue with some of those services is that people, like, you know, Apple TV Plus, like, I just asked my family, do you guys watch this? You know, like, we're paying for it, right? They, they jacked it up to $10 a month. And it's more principle, right? Like, you know, I don't get the MLS package now. Like, they gave it to us for free last year because they wanted the media to have it, but I don't.
Dude, I get Apple TV.
One baseball game a year, yeah.
I get Apple TV, and I basically got it because my wife really wanted to watch the morning show, and that's, ta-da, yep. There's $100 down the drain. But it's kind of good, and I liked Dynasty, I thought was actually bad, but I enjoyed watching it. But regardless, I was shocked when I went to go watch a soccer game and found out that was another $180 or whatever. Has that deal
exactly
worked out for them?
No. I mean, look, for Apple, it doesn't matter. It's $250 million. That's nothing for them. So I don't, you know, there's no public numbers. But I think if you're MLS and you're leagues, it's hard, you know, everyone's like kind of pointing to Apple. First off, Apple hasn't fully gotten involved. They did the MLS deal. They did a minor baseball deal for Friday nights, which I don't think anybody's watching either. And, you know, they haven't really stepped into sports in a big time way. NBA deals are coming up. You know, most people don't feel like they're going to be, at least on the domestic packages, big time players and those. And so, you know, Apple hasn't really joined. You know, they don't need to. It's not like it's just like an added thing if they want to do it. They don't, it's not a business for them necessarily because they make so much money and they're worth so much. So it's just like an add-on. But how long are they going to do it if it's not really – I don't know. I don't know if it's that successful. Yeah, you enjoy it. But, like, do you have every service? Do you have Hulu? You're stealing Netflix, I know.
Sharing.
You know,
sharing is the preferred term.
I have them all. Okay. I have them all.
So, to that point.
So, let me see. But do you watch them all? Like, or do you watch the ones that have sports and then you need those? And then, you know, if you do an inventory every once in a while, you say, wait, does anybody or anybody in my family watch this? You know,
I think in my family, everything is used by someone. So, everybody has what they need. And it's like, I think. They're buying it and then canceling it after a month. Guess what?
Nobody's
forget to cancel it.
Well, I think that they plan on that. Isn't that called, like, latency 100%. Or something?
Yeah.
It's not called latency, but yes. But yes, that is part of the business plan is that you forget about it. It's like the gym membership. Like, if you ever go to gym, right, when you cancel it or if you, like, have, if you're married or whomever, like, you know, usually you cancel it 2 months too late. So they get you, they crack you for whatever it is, you know, if it's $30, $50, whatever it costs, you know, you pay for an extra, so that's $60. That's a significant amount of money that you pay extra. And so that's similar with these. And it takes a lot of effort to, you know, to do these things. And you can justify them. Let's say you watch a movie on one of these, one movie, and it's, and you're paying $10 a month.
Right.
You say, well, yeah, movie at the movie theater is $15. And so actually, this is actually a good deal. And so, in theory, it's a good business. The problem is there's too many services. Yeah. And so we're going to see them bundle together, and they're all not going to survive. And in a couple of years, we're having a conversation again. It's going to be like there's three or four services maybe, you know, and other – you know, that's what ESPN's doing. That's how we started in this conversation. You know, they want to be the solution for sports.
It's going to be funny is that it's kind of just going to end up like cable. Like you pay for this big bundle of stuff.
Bingo. Bingo.
Andrew, I could do this for an hour, but a radio dictates that we take a break. Maybe we could circle back and talk Masson in a couple weeks. I'd love to do that. And sincerely, thank you for your time, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys. Be well. Good luck. Hopefully Netflix wasn't listening.
Thanks, dude. Andrew Marchand. You can follow him on X at Andrew Marchand, MarchAnd. Really smart dude right there. 1 o'clock, Denton Day. Not necessarily smart, but occasionally has winners.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Switch to Rood and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, their exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18 SEER inverter heat pumps to keep myself cool at my house. So Rood keeps me comfortable whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. Remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Offered Caitlin Clark from Iowa. Offered her $5 million to play in the Big Three tournament.
Wow. What'd she say, no?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's money she pretty well spent.
$5 million in the NBA?
I don't think so. Now, I don't know, but.
She ain't. So she may as well take it.
Right. And dude, for Ice Cube, I get it. You know how many eyeballs that woman delivers now?
Hmm. Yeah, she scored a lot of points.
Right.
Little Juju trying to go get her, though.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. 10 minutes. We're going to talk to Denton Day. We're going to look at all these Sweet 16 matchups. I also want to circle back with Denton on this betting prop thing. Big news going down today in Baltimore. David Rubenstein has officially bought the Baltimore Orioles. It all just got approved today by MLB, unanimous approval. Obviously, there was a terrible tragedy in Baltimore yesterday, but specific to the Orioles, the momentum is so significant there. We're going to have Matt Weirich join us at 1:30 from the Baltimore Sun about Rubenstein buying the team. But I think Nats fans, Rubenstein came out and said, I want to get the Masson issue out of the courts and let us decide this between business people. Like, mm-hmm. I think the Masson issue will be resolved. I don't know if it's by the end of this season, but I think it gets resolved now going forward. I think that's really good for both ball clubs. And I think we're talking about a possible true reset for the Nats. And I don't know what that means for the – like, there's a lot of moving parts that I don't know the answers to, but I think it's good
news. Maybe the reason to learn to stay is pull it off the bucket, you know. And they may have been business partners, dealt with each other, know each other well, and – look, man, let me get in control of this team. We'll work this out.
Rubenstein is a super billionaire that grew up in Baltimore, loves the Orioles, but built his business here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way on earth he doesn't know the Lerners.
Yeah.
And probably Leonsis, too. Like, and probably Josh Harris. They all know each other. Mm-hmm. They're billionaire Wall Street dudes. Now, speaking of billionaire Wall Street dudes, you can go to a Wizards game. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win not two, but four tickets to watch the Wiz take on the Trailblazers Friday, April 5th. And it's Sneaker Night, presented by Hennessy. Throughout the night, the team will be celebrating sneaker culture in the DMV. Make sure to stop by District E in Gallery Place before the game for a free Sneaker Night block party. Don't forget to stick around after the game for the final concert in this year's Friday Night Concert Series, presented by Sprite, featuring 2 Chainz. The concert is free to attend with the purchase of a game ticket. Jeff, didn't you go to those block parties they were doing before games and have a blast? Didn't we have the guy on?
Yeah.
What are they like?
They're pretty cool. They have different things. Like, I believe last week they had, like, speed dating before the game. Different artists come out. They be having giveaways. You never know what you're going to expect.
That's cool. And, look.
Speed dating. Get it over before you go to the game.
Speed nating. That's our guy. We can argue, Landfill will argue that they should not be winning these games, but But the Wiz are hot. They've won three in a row. I mean, they got the Nets at home tonight and then the Pistons. Like, it's not crazy to think they could win five in a row. And Lamphill, I know that you don't want them to be doing that, and I'll let you say your piece, but they're playing good basketball right now relative to the people they're playing right now.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of being as bad as they were for as long as they were to just go at the end of the season, win a bunch of meaningless games, and you know, screw up the draft positioning. It was like how we were all rooting for the Commanders to do well at the beginning of the season, but then when it was clear that they were incredibly terrible, there's no point in winning that last game. It does nothing good for you.
The only difference is in the NFL, you get directly slotted into your draft to how you finish the season.
Basketball doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Basketball's a lottery anyway.
But it improves your odds if you do worse.
It does. But
And winning the game does nothing for you.
That's true. But I believe, and maybe we can confirm this, maybe one of you knows this. If the season was to end today, they'd have the second worst record in the NBA, second worst record in the Eastern Conference. Doesn't that lock that? Like, if you finish bottom three, aren't you at least locked into a top three pick? It just, the determination is
not
what
that
pick.
I know of. I don't think it's like
I thought
that.
There was some level of guarantee. Like, I don't think you can slide to nine if you have the
I don't know if it could just be one, two, or three.
NBA lottery.
Didn't we have the worst record before and we still didn't get the first pick? And when we got the first pick, didn't we get Kwame Brown?
Yeah, I mean, when they've gotten number one overall, they've gotten John Wall and
Kwame
Brown.
They didn't have the worst record then, did they?
I thought, all right, so if they finish, dude, how about this? I didn't know this. So first, or I guess last, second to last, and third to last, Landfill, this will contradict your concern.
No, it doesn't.
Yo, it does.
No, it doesn't. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that first, the worst team, the second worst, and third worst team all have 14% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Yeah, we both clearly just Googled the same article.
I've known this for days. They're winning. That's bad. Their record is improving. Their draft odds are getting worse every win. Stop winning.
They're so far behind. Dude, they're...
If they keep winning...
The third place team has 16 wins. That's the Spurs. They have 14. If they played what, 72 games and 14 wins, like, it's not happening all that often.
And three of them have come in the last three games.
If they get into the third to worst, I will hear your argument more. I didn't realize that the bottom three all get the same odds.
Yeah, but
so winning a couple games ain't the worst.
Having 14% odds don't mean you're gonna get number one pick.
Certainly. But one, two, and three all get 14% of the ping pong balls. Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny as hell. They all have 14%. They end up at 4, 5, and 6.
I guess I thought there was some level of guarantee if you were that bad that you get that you can't fall that far.
I think they did that. They went away with what you're talking about because they didn't want people tanking to make sure they're going to get that.
Tony Kornheiser famously wrote about the curse of Le Boulé for a very long time. If they're this bad this year and then they do fall in the draft, holy moly, Landfill's going to flip out. Denton Day joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.